you had a review of a recital in San Francisco that noted that you had juxtaposed Kurtag and Schumann and Liszt, and that you had played those pieces together, just one and then the next and then the next. And a critic wrote that the Kurtag came to the occasional consternation of listeners, including one outraged booer. What is your response to people who behave that way in the concert hall? Does that bother you, or do you feel like you finally made a point?
Well, people are free. They come to the concert, they give their time and their money, their presence, and yes, they can applaud or boo.
Are you affected by cell phones or noise in the hall? That's a change.
Yes. During the music, cell phones or coughs are terrible. Not only because it is a huge lack of respect, but in the case the coughs, for instance, are not controlled because it's just neglected, you know, by laziness or sometimes a bit of arrogance, maybe, who knows, then it's terrible. It's acoustically very loud, has nothing to do with music, and disturbs enormously. Yeah.
So has this problem gotten worse? Because people have been coughing from the beginning of time. So audiences have changed then, is what I'm guessing.
Yes and no. You know, in the 19th century opera, for instance, people met in the opera for speaking about business or weddings or any frivolities. So, you know, there are very well-concentrated audience and some others that are not so well-concentrated, even in the same city. You know, in New York City, you can have sometimes the most fantastic audience, concentrated, ready to understand and to share things, and the other night, let's say, a little more, well, not as one could wish.
So what do you do about it? Do you just dismiss it? Is it a problem for you? How do you deal with it?
It depends. When you think that these noises will disturb too much, well, the listener simply, or yourself, if you feel unable to face that, then I stop and ask politely to the audience to try to restrain. In other cases, sometimes, if you play, for instance, in a country where giving phone calls during the concert is something a little more normal, then you would disturb more the listeners than if you go on.
Where does that happen?
You know.
Somewhere on the map.
Somewhere on the map.
Okay.
You know, an audience is made by a certain amount of people having some behaviors, and these behaviors belong to a local culture, and one can just try to understand and respect that until a certain point, okay, because a concert belongs to a certain culture also. So one have to find the right balance. That's interesting.
On that note, some people say that your programs are very cerebral. Have you had times when you felt that you were overshooting the audience, when the audience did not understand what you were trying to share with them?
You know, very often I feel my programs, and then I try to find the words for expressing what my intuition has decided or suggested to me. Well, in fact, often, you know, you feel that this piece should be close to this other one, or you would like to present this piece, unknown or very new, with another one that will help the listener. And there are many reasons, of course. And as ever in art, they are, well, linked with feelings, emotions, well, physical life or intellectual life, of course, culture, etc., all dimensions. If you include the cerebral dimension, what is the least you can do with composers who has thought about what they were doing, then you are accused to be an intellectual. Well, yes, I also think about what I do, of course, but they are not cerebral programs. They are programs, well, I have thought about the programs. I've worked on them. I've formed them. I try to find a dramaturgy, a presentation, and then I try to help the audience to share that with me, to understand why these pieces work together. And there is not just one reason very often. There is a network of reasons why a program works, so that you can say afterwards, there was an organicity. The entire thing made sense, though it was so contrasting, for instance. So making a program is a great fun, and hearing a good program brings to me, when I am a listener, much more than when I hear just three or four pieces that have not maybe much to do together.